broadcasting live from the Mobile Huntington Bank Studios, located at the Golden Nugget Lake Charles. It's John and Lance.
Ooh. On ESPN 97.5 and the ESPN Houston app.
Now here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. John Lansdell, AJ, all here with you. If you want to get in, 713-780-377. A lot of stuff went on, although we didn't have football. That's kind of a – I hate the first weekend with no football. I just hate it. I mean, we had Rockets basketball. We had Cougs basketball. That was nice. They both won this weekend. That was great. But, you know, just no football just is too – it's too sucky.
We got one more week, unless you have your UFL –
so it'll be good for you then, because this is about to be bad.
Yeah, unless you're locked in on UFL.
Well, I got Summy. Summy's here. He's going to be coaching. They're up in Dallas all the time, although they do play home games here. But they practice in Dallas. I mean, that's just so terrible.
Why?
I mean, you get that Dallas stink on you, and then you're going to bring
it
back
why
here.
Why are you in Dallas?
Then you're going to bring it back here. By the way, it was Hambrick was the school, and apparently the coach, the basketball coach, told – the cheerleading coach, a female, he told her, hey, get your girls back, and I need your girls out of the way. But this is from Jamaria Cash, a cheerleader who witnessed the fight, said, yeah, but he said it mean. Like he called her a B word and stuff. And so that broke out. And then her people, I guess, jumped on him. And then there was a melee. So that's what Tom, guys, was talking about.
So this all happened in a span of, I guess, minutes. He called her a B-word at the game.
At the game.
And then they said, oh, no, you didn't.
Oh, no, you didn't.
And so her brothers or whoever went out there. That's what I was saying during the break. That feels like very middle school, high school. Like you call a girl that word and her brothers come.
And the brothers come.
So, yeah, I guess. Who won the fight, though? Do we know? Did he hold his own?
Can't tell.
The video wasn't great.
People were trying to break it up. They couldn't get it broken up. Then somebody else came over and kept punching one of the guys who was down. So, yeah, I don't know. Pretty unfortunate it happens that and there were coaches on there were people from the same team.
Yeah.
Same school.
Same school.
But, you know, you have those inter-school beefs, like some teachers don't like other teachers.
Well, you call the cheerleading coach a B.A., and guess what's going to happen?
Uh-huh.
Her peeps are going to say, you know what? Uh-huh. Then it's go time. And
that's Aldine. There's not a lot of playing around in Aldine.
No, you don't.
You
better be ready.
Yeah, you don't start some unless, you know, if you start some, there's going to be some in Aldine. Okay?
It's fun. The guy carried the one guy all the way down to the baseline, and then it's hands time. Then it's throwing hands time. Anyway, that happened this weekend. Rockets win this weekend. Really good. The Cougs looked really, really good. They win. We're getting closing in on a big, big. This month is a big month for the Cougs as they get. We're going to find out a lot about this basketball team. Yeah, AJ's ready. AJ, what'd you think? We got UCF coming up, and UCF unranked just beat Texas Tech and took care of Texas Tech. So you got to watch out for that one.
Tech's a heckler for the Cougs.
At BYU. Okay, you've got at Utah, Kansas State. Okay, now here's where it starts. February 16th, you're at Iowa State. That's a Monday. Saturday, you're home against Arizona. And then Monday, right after that, you're at Kansas. And Kansas took care of that business, too, as a matter of fact, this weekend. So they're looking good. This is going to be fun. This is going to be, they just took care of BYU. And Darren Peterson, who is probably the number one pick in the draft out of Kansas, can't finish a basketball game. He didn't finish this one either. He was much better than DeSanta, who's thought to be the second pick out of BYU. But apparently Peterson has a lot of some kind of issue, injury issues that that pop up with him a lot. So we'll see whether or not that holds him back. But I think Kingston Flemings is still a top five guy, still one of the top five in the country, despite the game that he had the other day. He didn't play well. He didn't play great the other day. But the Cougs won, and everybody's happy, except Kelvin Sampson. You got that, AJ? Kelvin Sampson, after the game, yeah. Kelvin Sampson is not too happy with the state of college basketball. We'll play it for a little bit, and then we'll cut it off, AJ. But Kelvin Sampson went off on this era of NIL. None too pleased.
Oh.
Nobody cares. Because if you say something, you're complaining. But at some point, somebody's got to step up and say, this is wrong. It's not what we signed up for. It's not what they signed up for. That's not fair to them either. It's not fair to their parents. You know, we're still at an educational institution. But there's nothing educational about college basketball right now. It's all transactional. And then we go put our head in the sand and act like, well, it'll change eventually. Think how many ADs 5 years ago said, this will play out. This won't last. Okay? Same guys are saying it today. This won't last. It's going to outlast all of us. Because that toothpaste is out of the tube. And you ain't putting it back in. And it ain't going to control it. But what can you control? You can control that transfer portal. And I'm adamant that we are positively impacting lives if we tell a kid that he has to sit out for a year. Transfer, you get one transfer. Anywhere you want with no penalty. Transfer and go play right away. But you can't do that every year. You know, I mean, we've made a mockery of college basketball to some degree. Now, the game is bigger than all of us. You know, when I walked in here today, one of the first things I said was, this has got Brett Yormark written all over it. That dude is one of the best things happened to Big 12. He keeps us current. But who's keeping the coaches current? Who's checking these rules to see if they're bigger than the game? The rules can't be bigger than the game. The game still is what drives us all. We've got to.
Okay, let's cut it there. Yeah, let's cut it there. You know, I think he's absolutely right. And Cal has talked about this. When you're done with 4 years, there's no way you can possibly get a degree. You're not playing. If you're not playing, pro basketball, you're leaving after making I don't know how much money you made. You go into the real world with no degree, really no education. And what are you going to do? He's right that you're positively affecting the kids' lives if you limit the number of transfers so that they can actually go to school.
Well, there's some guys.
When was the last time you heard a kid wasn't eligible because of grades?
It doesn't happen, but I mean, look, everyone wanted to just do everything that's best for the kids, and not best for the kids, best for their chances to do whatever they want. It's really about just let them do whatever they want. And that's not, and it's still the sport, like, he's exactly right. One transfer, the transfer portal is supposed to be about giving guys a chance to leave mm-hmm. when their coaches left and things like that, because, hey, this isn't what, or if you had a situation where you weren't going to be able to play because you're behind somebody. Instead, a lot of these players, I don't know that not a majority, but a lot of the best ones, a lot of the biggest ones, they just go from school to school to school. I showed a guy up yesterday, C.J. Daniels, who went from Liberty to LSU to Miami, three teams in 3 years. I did a guy who was at four teams in 4 years, four teams in 5 years. I've done several three teams in 6 years because of the COVID stuff. But a lot of these guys, you're seeing them stack one, two, three. They're just using it as a free agency. That's not what the portal was supposed to be. The portal wasn't supposed to be so that you could create leverage against your team and other teams. That's not what the portal was. Right. That's an abuse of the transfer portal. So I think you have a legitimate reason to. You've already got rev share and NIL. This is already baked in. You don't get everything. You have to at some point, like, you shouldn't be able to just use it as a free agency tool. You really shouldn't.
Yep.
That's not what the transfer
portal.
That's
what it is now.
It's not
yep.
what NIL was supposed to be.
That's what it
what
is.
We were told NIL was going to be is never what it was going to be. It was always going to be an opportunity just to funnel money in.
Well,
that's all it was.
But who's worse, the players for doing it or the coaches that are recruiting kids off of teams that they're on currently?
Well, it's everybody. It's the agents, too. It's the agent's telling you to leave. I know a story about a kid who didn't want to leave, and the agent eventually convinced his parents.
Agent? He's not an agent.
Well, this person actually is an agent. Well, who convinced the parents to, hey, this is what's best. Your son may not be a good football. He may not be good enough to be in the pros, so you got to maximize your amount of money. I mean, yeah, that's great for – and the kid didn't want to do it. He's unhappy where he is now or where he was. He just finished. So that's going on, too. You know, some people like being in college. Some people like having friends at college. Some people like, you know, where they go to school. No. It's just – It's an unfortunate
situation.
Look
at, look at Mercy Miller, Cedric Lath, Ramon Walker.
How is he keeping them there?
I have no idea. But Kelvin Sampson keeps those kids there when they're not even playing, and they could play on other teams, and yet they stay there with coach, and they watch and get a couple of minutes off of the bench, and yet they're still happy. Whatever he does,
well, they may not be happy, but they're doing it.
Well, they're doing it. But whatever he does is what college basketball should be. Whatever coach does, because coach is doing it absolutely
right.
Yeah,
but he's the mega outlier.
What guy has kids that are staying playing 2 and 3 minutes a game?
But he is the outlier. Like he's
no,
not.
No,
that's
no.
not. This
he's
isn't.
Not real.
This isn't what it's like.
No, he's AI. There's
that's,
no question.
This isn't what it's like. But it's I don't know. It's I hope they clean it up because the portal. You know, you have two revenue share streams, NIL, or you have a revenue share and an NIL. Players are making in the millions now. This is something that needs to be changed. Not the NIL stuff. I mean, the rev share is the rev share. The NIL stuff, you know, they have a clearinghouse in place where it's supposed to be real NIL, and I don't. There's just too many deals that go on for them to clear them all in the amount of time that they need to. But the portal thing, where you just use it to hold your team hostage as a leverage mechanism, that wasn't what the portal was supposed to be for. It really wasn't. And you need to make no one wants to hear this, and definitely no one wants to do this, but you need to make a USFL needs to be for high school players or college players who don't want to go to school. You should just make it a professional league. I mean, a real professional league. And then if you want to play in college, you got this in college. And if you want to go here, you go here. You don't have to go take classes, but you're taking up scholarships from students who, I don't know. I mean, it's cost so much money. And
scholarships anymore. I mean,
well, you know,
I don't even. Are you sure they're going? Anybody's even going to class ever?
Well, yeah, I'm sure a majority are.
Are you?
Yeah, I'm sure a majority are. I think it's a much smaller. We can't act like it's everybody because it's not. There's still a lot of guys who are getting their degree. I think it's a small number, but it's still a number that. It's still a number, and a lot of them don't go to class anymore. It's all remote, which kind of takes away some of the college experience.
Right. That takes away.
But you know what they're
experience.
Talking about now? Because of revenue share and NIL, they're talking about now you're going to have to pay for part of your scholarship back. Like one of the givebacks is going to be you're going to have to take some of your money and put it back into the fund if this becomes an issue where you don't have enough money to finance these other programs.
Oh, okay.
Basketball, like women's field hockey and stuff like that, to prevent them from closing those down, you're going to have to take some of that money and repay scholarships with it.
That's all right.
But that's going to have to get – we'll see if that ever gets
– All right, we got a break. We're live at the Golden Nugget, Lake Charles, with DraftKings Sportsbook, where you can need to get to the website to get here for the NCAA tournament because there's nothing more fun than watching the NCAA tournament here. That Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, the first weekend – there's nothing more fun than that, I'm telling you. So get over here to the best place to watch it. Well, you won't miss a second of any game, right here at DraftKings Sportsbook. I'm talking HR&P. I saw Kevin Robler, as a matter of fact, and his son out at the Cougs game. Big Cougs. And, you know, I saw they got HR&P all over. Mike Holly played for the Cougs. Big Coug, loves his Cougs. It supports the programs. It's not about that, though. It's about you and your business. It's about that admin. It's about the benefits administration. They are not benefit sellers. They don't sell 401ks. They don't sell insurance plans, but they are administration for that to make sure that your business is getting the right 401k, the right insurance, the right benefits, as opposed to the ones that the admin companies sell. See, that's the difference between HR&P and other and admin companies. HR&P does payroll and HR and your taxes, but they don't sell benefits packages. What they do is they administer them and make sure you got the best one, not the one that they sell. You're looking for a company that's going to stand behind you and make sure that your company is doing the best it can, as opposed to what we sell. That's HR&P. HRP.net. You got any issues whatsoever with your HR or your payroll or your benefits packages? HRP.net, 281-880-6525 or HRP.net.
This is John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 97.9 HD2.
Broadcasting live from the Mobile Huntington Bank Studios located at the Golden Nugget Lake Charles. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
That's where we're at. Golden Nugget Lake Charles, the DraftKings Sportsbook. We're going to do it. John Chill will be joining us here sometime. I don't know where Joe is. Where's Joe, the Italian, my buddy? Joe Fiorentino. Hey, Gumbari. Che paso. Come on. Get over here. We filled all the jobs this weekend. Clint Kubiak is going to be the head coach with the Raiders. And also...
Mike LaFleur
is the head coach of Arizona. Rank them. Here are the jobs. Jesse Minter went to the Ravens. John Harbaugh to the Giants. Stefanski to the Falcons. Robert Saleh to the Titans. Kubiak goes to the Raiders. Joe Brady to the Bills. Halfley to the Dolphins. Mike McCarthy to the Steelers, LaFleur to the Cardinals, and Todd Monken to the Browns.
I think Monken's got the worst.
Well, he got the worst of it because he's getting the Browns.
Yeah. I also think I don't think the Steeler job's a real good job right now.
No, and it's Mike McCarthy too. Although Mike McCarthy and John Harbaugh have almost identical resumes.
Yeah, Mike McCarthy just gets beat up more. That's all. But yeah. Yeah, they both have Super Bowl wins.
Is it because he's heavier?
No, I just think it's because Aaron Rodgers got into a beef with him. No one's really been in a beef with Harbaugh.
Yeah.
Where's I don't know. People don't take shots at Harbaugh.
Yeah.
Harbaugh walks the line. He toes the line. And
because he's skinny,
Says the things he's supposed to say.
I think it's Mike McCarthy has the playoff losses as well. Now, Harbaugh hasn't done great, but Mike McCarthy didn't win a playoff game with the Cowboys, correct?
Right.
That doesn't help his cause.
No, that
the Cowboys stuff hurt him.
I mean, he won a lot of games in the regular season.
They won a lot of, yeah.
Yeah, no, he's...
It's just that
they were better than they are now.
They just lost home games. They have some embarrassing plays, like he couldn't get the... They couldn't get the snap down or the spike down.
Because Dak grabbed the ball,
and then one of the final plays, of their season against the 49ers, Zeke got blasted on a play. It's a lot of embarrassing things happening to them that hurts Mike McCarthy. Plus, he's an admitted liar. Remember when he came out and admitted that, hey, I actually lied to the Cowboys when I said I watched a lot of their film in the interview?
Oh, you remember
Yeah,
that.
He came out later after he already had the job. Yeah, I made that up. I made that whole thing about me watching all that film on you guys.
That was the problem with him in Green Bay is that he kind of checked out. That he wasn't working nearly as hard after he won the Super Bowl. That he was, He wasn't exactly grinding.
From a results standpoint, he's had pretty good results.
Yeah,
The postseason, as you mentioned, not
he had
with the
a
Cowboys.
Talented team with the. Packers.
But I don't love this.
And the Cowboys.
Dallas is old in the secondary. Steelers are old in the secondary. Steelers don't have a quarterback. Steelers are drafting later this year. I mean, they could draft Ty Simpson, I suppose, but I don't think they will. I think they'll wait until next year. I mean, it's definitely not the worst job, but I think it's maybe a little bit of an overrated job. I don't know.
Okay,
the Titans job.
Forget the
I don't
job.
Love.
How about the coach going to the team? Is Harbaugh the best fit?
Probably.
Yeah, I would think so too.
Yeah, probably. So.
I like Stefanski in Atlanta.
Yeah, I do too. I actually do too.
Stefanski's a good coach.
But I don't know if you have a quarterback either. So that's the problem. Stefanski's going to go to another spot where there's no real
quarterback. He's got a running back, that's for sure.
Yeah, he's got a running back, but you don't win with running backs anymore, it seems like.
No.
That's not a bad spot. That's not a bad spot, but they need pass rushers, but that's not bad. I think the Raiders doesn't look like a very good job, but that could change quickly if Mendoza's good.
And Clint Kubiak, man, you got a guy that's...
I mean, he's a highly regarded play caller.
Yep.
So we'll see. But, you know, just being a good play caller is not the...
No, but you're going to have rookie problem, you know, rookie
quarterback. Well, here's what it is. You got the Ben Johnson and Caleb Williams effect, where you have quarterback and coach meld. Quarterback becomes the coach, really, by the end of the first year, where they're saying the same things, and it works.
Caleb had a year under his belt, though.
He had a year under his belt. Fernando Mendoza comes in clean with a brand-new coach who's an offensive play caller. I'm sure Tom Brady and company are hoping that they catch fire with the same kind of thing. And Fernando Mendoza is a very talented passer in terms of – he's a very accurate passer,
uh-huh.
Very, extremely accurate. There's elements of his passing that look like Joe Burrow. But he's just not a real accurate – I mean, he's just not a real – He's not very mobile inside the pocket, or once they get into the pocket, he really struggles. So you're going to have to protect him well. But you got a really good running back there also in Ashton Jeanty. You got a good play caller. We'll see. I don't think Saleh's job – I don't love that job for him.
I'm worried about him.
We'll see how that hire is over there.
I think it's going to be a good hire. I really do. I think that, you know, you got a Cam Ward you got a young quarterback who's decent. We'll find out whether or not he's going to be the guy. But Robert Saleh, I think, you know, he won games in New York.
Yeah, but let me tell you, he also lost a lot with really talented team.
Yeah.
He had a lot of talent on defense, and he couldn't do anything. And he was a defensive guy, and they were a mess by the end.
I'm telling you, I think,
like, what is it that you like about him?
I think Robert Saleh. Listen.
Because he looks better than Mike McCarthy?
No. Well, I mean, if you want to go looks wise, yeah, he's kicking McCarthy's ass.
He also got Daboll in there, so that's a good OC hire for them.
Yeah.
Also, and you talk about that Jets run. He had some Zach Wilson in that run. What are you going to do with that? Aaron Rodgers wanted Hackett there as well.
Lost Aaron Rodgers for the year.
Plays with Aaron Rodgers. He had Zach Wilson. I mean,
we had CJ, and we still went to the playoffs.
What? We had CJ, and they lost to the Jets.
What do you compare CJ to?
It's a joke. Enough CJ.
Zach Wilson,
Zach Wilson.
It was a cheap joke.
Holy crap.
Wow.
He had a lot of talent on defense, and he had none on offense except Breece Hall. I mean.
And Garrett Wilson, but it doesn't matter if your quarterback stinks. You can have Garrett Wilson. You can have Devontae Adams,
but not if your quarterback can't get him the ball.
Injured or hurt, yeah.
And who else he had, the tall kid?
Here's his record, 4-13, 7-10, 7-10, 2-3. Which one of those years frightens you the most?
And which one of those quarterbacks, the name is quarterbacks in those teams.
Well, but I don't care.
What do you mean you don't care? It's kind of a big deal.
You still got to find ways to win. Who's
you,
that
you just said Pittsburgh's all no good,
I heard
so they
is
don't
that
have a
there's
quarterback.
There's no possible chance that Cam Ward could be better than CJ. I'm a clown. I have clown takes. I want clicks. I couldn't possibly be right on that.
No.
So all I know is Cam Ward, I've been told, is not a good quarterback. So he doesn't have a good quarterback there in Tennessee either. So I don't know.
Well,
you tell me. What's he going to do and what's he going to do there? He still, regardless of if he had a quarterback, he still didn't get the wins. I mean, he still didn't, you know, he still had a ton of players on defense. His last year, the defense wasn't playing well when he was gone, if I remember correctly.
Mm-hmm.
So I mean, you still gotta, you know, you still gotta get more than 7 wins.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, go get more than he's gonna
you
get
had
more.
Breece Hall.
He's gonna.
You had Garrett
dude,
Wilson,
you know, but Zach Wilson really.
But I mean, there's bad teams that get into the. I mean, you can still manage. And Zach Wilson was how long?
Are
did
you
Zach
defending
was,
Zach Wilson?
Yeah.
No, what I'm saying is you still are responsible for your record.
That's fine.
That's
but
fine.
I haven't seen Robert Saleh do a great job of coaching. That's my point. You're giving him credit for things he never did. That's my point. He never did well the Jets, you're giving them credit.
Actually,
because he had a bad...
relatively speaking, a Jets franchise that cannot be worse right now since he left.
The Jets defense in 2023, his final full year, ranked third in total yards and second in passing yards allowed. Now, Jeff Ulbrich was their DC, but Robert Saleh, obviously, defensive coach. They were good defensively.
If I remember correctly.
Yes, they were good defensively in 23. They didn't win games because they had
no quarterback.
They won seven that year.
Yeah. I'm giving them credit for, actually being a good defensive. Winning seven games in New York right now.
Zach Wilson was 5-4 in 2022.
Because of their defense.
Well, he was 7-10.
And what's the other quarterbacks he had?
He was 7-10.
What's the other
Trevor Siemian. Yep. Mike took White? Snaps in 2023.
Remember
Tim
Magical Mike
remember
White?
Remember Tim Boyle?
Yeah.
I don't remember him.
He played quarterback.
Yeah.
For I mean, I remember him from draft-wise. I don't remember him starting. But Mike White, who they literally said, this guy's the toast of New York after Tommy.
Yeah.
Remember it went from Tommy
DeVito.
Tommy DeVito to Mike White.
He ran.
New York went. No one goes crazier over the new Jeremy Lin. Like, is this the new Jeremy Lin? Is it Mike White?
So in the two seasons
for Western Kentucky,
where he won seven games in 22 and 23, Zach Wilson played nine games in 22. Mike White, four. Joe Flacco, they ran out there as well. In
Joe Flacco is a playoff quarterback.
In 2023, it was Zach and Trevor Siemian.
You actually
Tim Boyle.
Win with. We have learned you can win with Zach with Joe Flacco.
One season, yes, you could have. You won.
Yeah, you won one season. Yeah,
you could have won games.
No, you're right. You're right. Anyway. Whatever. It'll be interesting to see Mike.
I'm just not going to get afraid of a guy who's never done anything.
Well, okay. Bill
just
because
he looks like he could lift a lot of weights.
Until he did. I don't know. I think Robert Saleh is going to be a really good coach. I think he's a really, really good defensive coach. He's proven that a couple of times in San Francisco. And he's going to they're going to be better with Robert Saleh than they were. I don't even remember. Who the hell was their
Schottenheimer.
Coach? Schottenheimer. Or Schottenheimer.
Brian Callahan.
Callahan. Oh, Schottenheimer, Callahan.
Schottenheimer's in Dallas.
Yeah, they're kind of the same.
No, they're not.
Really.
They're not.
You heard
it. Sons of Schottenheimer, sons of Callahan.
Cowboy fans said they're not the same.
Yeah,
not
but it's very similar. If you saw them at a poker table, you'd say, don't you coach for the Cowboys? Like, no, I coach for. I used to coach for the Titans.
Schottenheimer's a visor guy, right?
Yeah.
Did you see Josh McDaniels at the Broncos game when it started to snow heavily? He kept the visor on. So he had the visor on and then his head was just full of snow. It's like, what dumb thing are you doing right now?
Put a hoodie on?
Put a beanie on or an actual hat on. No, he just kept the visor on. I guess it keeps
eyes. Yeah, you can't put a visor. That's his brand.
Put a visor on.
He's trying to do what Bruce Arians did.
You put
with
a beanie on and take the visor off.
Whatever you need to do.
That's his brand. How are they going to know his brand?
No one. But he doesn't have a brand. He's Josh McDaniels.
He's trying to have a brand. He's always been a visor guy. Steve Spurrier had a. Steve Spurrier had the visor.
Coached at Florida. He could wear a visor.
Hold on. What about this? What about Bruce Arians? Got the Kangol, his little goatee, and his glasses.
He wore Kangol on the field?
Then he created a logo. Then he created a logo.
I've never seen him in snow.
It's a different. Yeah. It's
well, no. Kangol's fine in snow. It's fine.
He was wearing a visor, so he just had the visor on, and his head was packed with snow.
What he should have done is put a beanie on and then visor over beanie.
No, you don't do any of that. Just put the beanie on.
Keep your brand going.
And if you like a bill, just put a regular hat on. You don't need to wear a visor in a snowstorm.
How are they going to know it's him when he's trying to get a new job?
Who cares?
He's trying to get a
new job. Did he get a new job?
No.
All right, then. So put a beanie on.
Actually, did he even get an interview?
I didn't see that. Who's looking for
remember him.
Who's looking for him to be a head coach? Isn't he like a two-time failure already?
He's going
to
yell at everybody. Well, where was he a failure?
Oh, he's done. In Denver.
The Raiders. And of course, Denver got fired.
He was awful in Denver.
So he was with the Raiders also.
For a year, wasn't
he? Then they
got rid of him in the middle of the season with the Denver.
You know, it is interesting to see if he is a different guy now that he's been with Vrabel, who doesn't put up with the Belichick way.
Vrabel
said
the
Belichick way sucks.
Yes, and all of the guys that went the Belichick way, being a hard ass and an a-hole,
they all done.
Yeah, Josh McDaniels fired both times mid-season the second year with the Broncos, and then a decade later with the Raiders.
Now, it wouldn't shock me if he got one more try at a place.
No,
where,
it wouldn't me. Well, he didn't get no more
at
tries.
A place where he. Like Todd Monken got the Browns.
There were 10 openings this year. He didn't get one look.
Yeah, but no one wanted the Browns job, so Monken got it. there's going to be the Jets are going to come open again. What if the Jets go, hey, who wants this job? And everyone's like, not me. Not me. Or would the Titans come open again in 2 years?
I'll take that $5 or $6 million for a couple of years.
Not me. Well, so with Josh McDaniel. But there's a lot of coaches who wouldn't take it, who feel like, yeah, I want to coach more than 3 years.
Yep.
Because if you take that job, there's a good chance you're done.
Well, Saleh got another job.
You get one
shot. Saleh got another job. Actually, but Saleh was a lot better than.
Well, Saleh rehabbed also back with 49ers again.
Dell, is this true?
Probably not.
Saturday Night Live said Cooper Flagg's 49-point performance, not a great start to Black History Month.
Well, how about we just went through all the hirings, not a black man hired.
Nope.
No.
And very few coordinators.
Start.
10 and only one coordinator. And that guy was a recent, maybe two now, but maybe Raheem Morris got the coordinator job in San Francisco.
Yeah.
A recently fired black head coach. So, not a great month. Not a great start to the month.
And Brian Flores got no job.
He got $6 million. I don't know if he counts.
Is he Egyptian?
Wait, what?
Is he Egyptian?
No.
Saleh? What is he?
Oh, Saleh is, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Then I guess he would. I don't know how the NFL treats him. Is he a minority hire? Right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, then he counts.
He's
not a black head coach.
Wait, what were you saying about Brian Flores?
I saw that Pro Football Talk said Vikings were going to pay Brian Flores $6 million.
Wow.
Wow.
That's great.
Per year, yeah.
That's great. I could stick around for that.
Yeah, what the hell? I don't care if I'm a head coach. You're going to give me $6 million.
A lot less hassle.
Yeah.
I mean,
although you want your own shop. Everybody wants their own shop.
Yeah, I'm not trying to be a social climber for somebody who I'm just settled in. Yeah, this is good enough.
That's fine.
I'm just trying to ride this in.
Why do you think I'm here right now? This is Brian Flores.
Yeah. It's Brian Flores. That's what I would do if I were Brian Flores. He probably aspires to be a head coach again.
Whatever.
Big deal anyway.
Yeah. All right. 713-780-3776 is the number. If you want to get in here. What percentage is Robert Saleh? If you want to.
Nope. Not taking calls
Egyptian,
on that.
Next one.
Nope. Let's move on.
Wonder what Wendy would think about this segment.
Let's talk about Zadok Jewelers.
Yeah, Zadok. ZADOK.com, Zadok.com. 1801 Post Oak Boulevard. Almost 50 years they've been in business. And they have been the spot for Valentine's Day. They are Valentine's Day ready. They've already basically vetted all of the gifts for you. Tennis bracelets. You've got diamond pendants, diamond necklaces, hoop earrings. They've got different luxury watches for you. They've got a lot of different gifts that are going to be Valentine's accessible. They do a great job of making it look the perfect, like getting the experience exactly the way you want it based on your budget. So you want to find something that's perfect for Valentine's Day. Maybe you've never done anything. Maybe your Valentine's Day happens to coincide with your 50-year wedding anniversary. And you say, you know what? I'm going to double up here, and I want to make sure that I get the perfect gift for 5 year, for 10 year, for 1 year, because she just had a baby, or just because you want to say you love her. They are going to have a gift that is going to blow her away. And they do a wonderful job of finding you unique pieces that are going to stand out. And that's what Zadok is all about, making memories. And no one makes memories better than Zadok Jewelers. Tremendous, tremendous quality and selection there in 28,000 square feet. At Zadok.com, that's Zadok.com.
On ESPN 97.5 and 97.9 HD2.
Broadcasting live from the Mobile Huntington Bank Studios located at the Golden Nugget Lake Charles. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Yeah, I'm looking at Case Keenum. He says, I love giving back. Everything I know is basically what somebody else had taught me, being able to pay it forward, pass it on. He was with CJ for his best year. He was with Caleb Williams for his best year. I could certainly see Case being a coach. Maybe he might even be a coach right now.
Does Case have a drop of Egyptian in him?
I don't know if he has any Egyptian.
You said he's not Egyptian.
Well,
Robert
just like Robert Saleh. Case is just like Robert
Saleh.
You said
he's Lebanese.
He doesn't have any Egyptian?
No, Robert Saleh is the son of Lebanese immigrants.
Oh.
Yeah.
What?
Nothing.
What's wrong with him? Get your guy.
I'm
get
not
your man.
I'm just on the verge of being fired at two jobs right
really?
Now.
Really?
Yeah.
So you got a John at your other job that you have to worry about too?
No.
He's just doing that on his own. Well, ESPN is doing that to him,
yeah,
probably.
It's already yeah. over. Right. I don't work for NFL mm-hmm. Network, so mm-hmm. I'm not part of ESPN. I have to wait to see what the owners do.
So far we have not talked about Paul George being suspended for 25 games.
Playoff P is now once again podcast P. Drugs. It was performance enhancer, right?
No,
it's not.
Well,
according to him,
Dylan Brooks says it was.
Well, let's trust Dylan. Dylan was on a podcast run himself talking about the game that he loves and the players he hates. But Paul George is saying, because he's been very vocal about dealing with his mental health, he took a drug that was on the list of banned substances. Now, of course, the guys on Inside the NBA were like, wait a minute. If it's a drug for your mental health, wouldn't the NBA not have it on list? And even if they did, wouldn't they work with you? And
they're never going to reveal it. He can say whatever he wants.
Yeah, those guys always lie. It's almost they lie about 100%.
Well,
of the time.
Dylan Brooks said, "Man, look at him. He's different, and look at the way he's playing. He looks like he did 4 years ago. He's on some PEDs."
What are his numbers? I don't know that he does look like he did 4 years ago. Paul George has not had a good season from what I remember.
No, Paul George is. I don't even know if Paul George plays that much.
Why is Dylan? Like, you know, we might have gotten the best version of Dylan Brooks. Yeah. Maybe not.
Now he's like,
well, he's playing well.
Yeah, because he can play well. He can say whatever he wants now.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He can, yeah.
Paul George is not playing like he did 4 years ago. I don't know what Dylan. Well, it's Dylan Brooks, so I shouldn't be given this much consideration, but it's not even close.
Anyway, you can say whatever you want because the league can't expose what it is.
You know, but the league, how about the NFL said, yeah, when Dwayne Brown got in trouble and they go, yeah, that meat, because they're like, yeah, the meat is known for having a bunch of steroids in it. You can't,
well,
we went down to Mexico.
But Dwayne Brown's the one that said it first, and they were like, yeah, it does have steroids in it. Yeah.
Yeah. So the league did their research, and they actually backed off of it. On the suspension. But so you have podcast P. Paul George is out for 25 games.
Rick Barnes. Did you guys see this? Okay, AJ. This is interesting. In this day and age, I'm not sure Rick Barnes should have said this. Rick Barnes was the Tennessee head coach, and his guys did not play well. And here is Rick Barnes in the post-game press conference.
I mean, at the end of the game, some of the passes that we throw, I mean, just, I don't know what to say other than sometimes I wonder if my guys are betting on games. I shouldn't say that, but, you know, that's what Ray said. I don't want to say that.
Yeah, but, immediately regretted it.
I just wonder what's happening. I mean, because I know we're too good of players to do that. Was that a bad?
Yeah, Rick.
That's bad.
I apologize. I shouldn't have said that.
Rick. Not the smartest thing you said. Saying I'm not sure if our guys aren't betting on games is not what a coach in 2026 should be saying. But what Jason Kidd said,
he immediately knew he made a mistake. Like, erase that. Too late.
Were you able to clean up Jason Kidd, AJ?
Some of it, but I'm going to have to stop at a point.
Okay. Jason Kidd went off. Okay. Coop was asked about Cooper Flagg, not asked about Cooper Flagg to be playing point guard, that he's getting a lot of criticism about. What I mean, but is this a case? Are people criticizing Jason Kidd for playing Cooper Flagg at the point?
Yeah, but there is a question of whether that's his best spot, particularly as a rookie. The Mavs,
they
don't
suck.
Don't have a point guard.
Yeah.
So he moved them there, and people aren't thrilled with it. And now I think this reporter wasn't necessarily criticizing him. He was just
alluding to
the criticism that he has faced. But Jason Kidd didn't hear.
He ain't having none of it. Here's Jason Kidd. And this was after the Rockets game.
Yeah.
And here's Jason Kidd on the catching criticism about moving Cooper Flagg to the point.
Coach, you got a lot of national criticism for playing Flagg at point guard. Over the last two games, he's won the ball.
Criticism, that's your opinion. You guys like that. That's not, I've done this. I've played this game. I played it at a very high level. I know what I'm doing. but I don't get you.
Yeah, well, he said, you guys don't know an effing thing. You guys are – you never played the – I played the game. He's one of the great point guards. I mean, he really is. Jason Kidd was a great point guard. So he might know something more than the writer does. But, boy, did he go off on him. Holy crap. He said, you don't know an effing thing about the game. F that, and you guys can write whatever the F you want. And he was pissed.
Wow.
Yeah, pissed. Well, yeah, they're terrible.
It's true, though, because, you know, this is one I kind of see both sides of this one, because it is okay to ask a question about why do you want to have this 6'9" player playing point guard, but the reality is that's where the juice is. James Harden was one of the first ones to show that. You have, granted, he was a 6'9". I mean, Magic Johnson was 6'9", but you want to get back to Luka Doncic. I mean, that's where – he's not. You're not posting him. What's wrong with playing a guy who is your best player, having the ball in his hands as much as possible? What's wrong with that?
I don't know.
Like I get it's not.
And guess what? He's going to do that anyway.
He's not a wing. Like, he's not a classic 6'7". You know, 6'5", 6'6", 6'7", wing player with handles. But he kind of is. I mean, he's not a center.
Listen, against the Rockets, he brought them back by himself.
Yeah.
I mean, and he just took the ball and said, watch this. He got screens and he just put up whatever. He ran by guys. I mean, what do you mean you don't want the ball in his hands?
I can see doing both. I really can. Where you run him, you know, you have him out on the wing somewhere. You maybe play him in the – down in a pivot from time to time. You run them off high pick and rolls.
Have somebody else that can handle the ball,
as a ball handler, you have...
Who do you have to handle the ball, though?
Well, I mean, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. You have to have someone... I mean, he'd look great in a Rocket uniform.
I just like when the coach goes off on a...
Rockets need to make...
Dropping F-bombs all over the media.
So, Tari, Jay Sean, draft picks for Cooper Flag. I'm waiting for that phone call to come in. Man, is he good. 49 and 34 points in consecutive games, and he's had some monster games.
Yeah,
this is a 19-year-old outplaying.
That said, Jamal Mashburn doesn't even think he's a top five rookie. Did you see that?
No, who cares at Jamal? What does Jamal Mashburn do now?
I don't
podcast? No one cares.
Yeah.
No one cares. This is the hot take. I mean, it's no worse than what Emmanuel Acho said, where he told Shedeur Sanders – he literally told him, don't listen to Todd Monken. He's never done anything anyway. You need to say, what has Todd Monken done? Why should I be listening to you? You've never done anything. Emmanuel Acho went on a podcast and said, don't listen to him. If I'm a player in that locker room, what's Todd Monken ever done? He's never won anything. Literally, every former NFL player who's on Twitter came out and admonished. And they not only admonished Emmanuel Acho, they said, hey, pull that so John can hear this lunacy, AJ, so he can hear Emmanuel Acho. Every single one of them just came out and said, this is the dumbest, do not take his advice.
This is the worst thing
I've ever heard. First of all, for any player, not to listen to a new head coach is the dumbest thing
ever.
Then a fifth-round quarterback who's trying to become a factor for a guy who was in charge of a quarterback who had an MVP in Lamar Jackson. This is the most stupid. It's like... Why do you Emmanuel Acho is almost like Sam Acho has got to be embarrassed.
Because
Sam just says regular normal stuff and Emmanuel says the worst things. Like this is embarrassing that he's got a platform.
Right.
That he says stuff like this.
He does. All right, we got a break. John Chill is gonna hang with us here. We're gonna get some Super Bowl stuff. Well, yeah, we can say Super Bowl stuff. We can say Super Bowl. We can't say come to the Golden Nugget Lake Charles DraftKings Sportsbook and watch that. We can say come and watch the big game air, but we can say John Chill's going to tell us what's going on betting-wise with that big game on Sunday next right here on ESPN 97.5. Right now, though, we got Lance talking, Underdog. John Chill's going to give you winners.
Yeah, Underdog Fantasy. Look, this is the thing. You have to download the app first to be able to play, and you guys have heard me talk about Underdog for a while. You may have heard me talk about it earlier in the show. And for some of you, you've thought about it, and you've never pulled the trigger. Listen how easy this is. You just download the app, and once you download the app, all you have to do is make your deposit with promo code Lance. Promo code Lance is going to give you $75 in bonus entries when you use your first five, when you make a $5 entry, a $5 play. So you got a $5 play, unlock $75 in bonus entries, and all you have to do is use promo code Lance to get this done. Now, what you're going to do is you're going to tie an individual player, his statistics, higher or lower, for passing yards, receiving yards, sacks, tackles, all kinds of stats. You're going to go higher or lower for the big game. Higher or lower, higher or lower, higher or lower. Put together five of these players and watch what your payout turns into. Three of them typically will turn into a 10-to-1 payout. So you can imagine how much faster, how much more exponential the payouts are with every single higher or lower you add. And sometimes you're playing one that has, you can manipulate the stats to go an even higher number that you have to hit. And once you do that, that turns your payout into a much higher payout as well. Play the game today. It's real money. It's completely legal in the state of Texas. And you get your money when you ask for your money. It's Underdog Fantasy. Use promo code Lance. Must be 18 plus.